Episode 2469, How to Offset Your Core to Stabilize More.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching. Happy, happy day. I hope this episode finds you feeling fabulous. It is Wellness Wednesday, and I want you to take just a moment to really think about how you feel in your body right now. Where do you want to go? Do you feel strong and secure, or are you kind of a little shaky? Well, it's all about how to offset your core to stabilize more. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, there are days when one side feels better than the other side of your body, and you got to learn how to offset your core to stabilize more. That's where imbalance encourages balance. You're always looking for balance, right, in life? Well, I got to tell you, it's not going to happen. But when it comes to your body, you can definitely find balance. One of the most important gifts you can give your body is a strong, stable core. As we age, our core is one of the first areas that begin to weaken. And I don't know about you, but I'm not necessarily getting stronger. The older I get, I have to work at it. I have to make sure that I'm having the appropriate amounts of protein, that I'm actually doing some strength training and resistance training that's challenging my muscles. You know, walking is wonderful, but I need more strength training also. It can't just be all about walking. So if you maintain a strong core, your back will also be stronger, therefore allowing you to keep your strength beyond your 30s and 40s. So where are you in life right now? What's your age range? Think about that for a moment. You know it. I don't, but you do. You don't have to tell me your secret. You already know I'm a half century and then. It took me a long time to get here, and I'm proud to be there. But one thing I've learned through these decades is that you've got to take care of your body. And you can let your excuses override your life, or you can take your life and prioritize what matters. So when you're training, the simplest movements can be the most effective. It's easy to complicate our workouts. I know, I used to do it. I was like, oh, I've got to get all of this in. Really? Do I really have to get all of this in? Now, there are days that, man, I want to hit it hard, and I do. There are other days that I'm like, no, I need two or three things, and I'm okay with that. My schedule sometimes, if I'm traveling, I don't always get in the workouts that I really want to. Number one, I'm in a different place. I don't have my own equipment. I do things when I travel, but it's different than when I do things at home. So let's simplify. Add offset training to your regimen. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Add offset training. There are so many benefits that come with offset training, but first, what is it? You're like, yeah, what is offset training? It's not a term we talk about a lot. Now, maybe trainer to trainer, yes, but not necessarily the everyday person, right? We're just sitting here going, okay, yeah, I've got to do my strength and training, and I'm just going to do what I'm told to do. I'm going to lift weights. I'm going to, you know, use a different resistance band. I'm going to walk some, run some. I'm going to do my treadmill, my elliptical, whatever floats your boat. Maybe you're swimming still. Love it. As you get older, I highly encourage swimming. It's great for your body overall, but that's for another episode. Offset training, or some people call it offset loading, is a method where you lift a weight that is heavier on one side than it is on the other. This engages your stabilizer muscles, specifically the hips and core. This is magnificent for your body. And it's one that we don't slow down enough to do because we're always in a hurry. So what are those benefits when it comes to offset training? Number one, it exposes and helps to fix imbalances and asymmetries. Our bodies are magnificent. When you do an exercise equal on both sides, usually the dominant side will work harder. This helps you find your weaker muscles and gain balance over time. So when you do offset training, it's about one side's heavier than the other. Now, I'm going to break it down for you a little bit more, but understand when you're making it equal on both sides. Let's say you struggle in one area. Did you know you may actually pull up harder on one area and you're going to kind of twist your side and you have other muscles that are working for you versus the actual muscle that you want to work? So it exposes and helps to fix those imbalances. You're like, oh, no wonder I feel weaker over here. Yes, you're always most likely going to have a dominant side. Most of us have a dominant arm or a dominant hand. We can have a dominant leg, one that's stronger than the other, but that doesn't mean that you can't come close to strengthening to make them basically balanced, okay? Number two, effective for core strength and spinal stabilization. 100%. Do it. Make time for it. Change it up a little bit. If you thought strength training was getting a little boring, offset training is for you. Number three, it helps to improve the mechanics by eliminating the jerky and momentum movements. Have you ever gotten to the point where you're just kind of swinging to get up the weight? Whether it's with your legs or whatever, you're using that extra kick or that extra pull. You're like, okay, I'm not really doing my triceps, but I extend it back far enough that when I come back, it's like whoosh, and it's not just a lift. Therefore, we have other muscles that are being used or lack thereof, right? Because momentum can actually take away from our muscles working properly. Number four, it improves your form, which enhances your results. Who would have thought that form is important? Form should be your number one. I'm serious. With better mechanics comes better form. And when you have better form, those muscles can hone in where they need to and they can work for you, not against you. Therefore, not really allowing your body to be dominant on one side versus another. Number five, you can target specific muscles. I know for me, it's interesting. I'm stronger on one side when it comes to push-ups. I know it. I can feel it. And number one, I do not like push-ups. Push-ups and I do not get along for various reasons. One, shoulder injury. Others, I'm just not strong there. I'm not. So I have to modify. And guess what? I'm okay with that. But I know that I still need to be balanced in my lack of strength, so to speak. So I can still be strong as I physically can be. But again, if you were to put me with another woman, she may be stronger than I am when it comes to push-ups. And that's okay, right? You have to work with your body and the way yours works. But what you want to be able to do is you want it to, okay, I know these shoulders need help. So how can I target these specific muscles? Well, I can. And I don't have to have heavy, heavy, heavy weights to do this. Number six, it enhances and challenges your mind and body. Who would have thought? This is the mental fitness. Slow and go. No multitasking. Concentration is required. So when you're doing an exercise and one side is weighted versus the other side, you really have to focus. And how much of us are multitasking? I mean, seriously, when I say we've got something on the TV, maybe you got a podcast, me, I'm in your ears, right? It's hard to do three or four things at the same time. Maybe you're even watching the news. Just in that regard, if you've got the news on, if you've got me in your ears, if you're running and you're exercising, or maybe you're doing something else, that's three or four things. That's a lot happening. And sometimes that can be very, very distracting when it comes to, am I working the muscle that really needs to be worked? And so it really engages the mind and the body. It's the mental fitness. And finally, number seven, it improves balance, coordination, and motor control. Now you're probably like, ah, offset training, this sounds awesome. Sign me up. Well, there's a few more, but I just want to leave it to those fabulous seven. I want you, though, to slow down in order to speed up. And that's really what offset training is all about. It's going to take you down a notch, but it's actually going to enhance what you're going after. So here's a sample movement you can add to your regimen or do it as a standalone movement. Either way. So let's say you sit a lot. This would be a great one to do when you want to just have a break. And you don't need a lot of equipment, actually. Okay? You don't have to sit there and say, well, do I need a dumbbell? Do I need my kettle? Ball? No, you don't. You don't need that at all. What you need, though, is you allowing yourself to come into where you are. So the equipment if you were to choose, you need weight for one hand, okay? It doesn't have to be heavy. It could be your water bottle. It could be a gallon of milk. Yes, it can be a dumbbell, okay? It can be a 12-pound dumbbell, a 2-pound dumbbell. But in your opposite hand, you have nothing. You have just your extended arm and your fist. And what you're going to do, you're in a standing position, okay? You want your legs just at hip width apart. And then what you want to do is you're basically going to raise one leg, kick it out, tuck it back in, and set it down. Then you're going to do the other leg. Then you're going to back to the other leg. You're going to do that 10 to 20 times as your repetitions, okay? And then you're going to switch the weight from one side to the other side and do it again. Does that make sense? Okay, now with that being said, your weight, you're going to hold it, and you can hold it just down to your side, okay? Because you don't want to tip over here. It's all about balance. You are really going to work on your core here. And it's not just about your abdominal muscles. It's about your glutes. It's about your hamstrings. It's about what? Your lower back area. It's the whole ball of wax here when it comes to your overall core. So you're going to stand up, feet hip width apart. You're going to have, let's just say right now, dumbbell. But if you can't do a dumbbell, that's okay. It may just be a bottle of water or a can of soup or a ketchup bottle that hasn't been opened, by the way, because if it drops, it could make a mess. I'm just saying. So, and then they'll wonder, oh my gosh, what happened when you were working out? Because it'll be red everywhere. Yes, it'll be disastrous, but you'll feel great and you'll be balanced. All right, so you've got that dumbbell on, let's say, your left side. On your right side, you're gonna extend your arm and you're going to clench your fist, okay? And hold it out there. Now, you can start with either the left or right leg. Just for simple purposes, we're gonna start with the left leg. We're gonna raise the left leg up in a bent position. You're gonna extend it out straight. You're gonna tuck it back in and you're gonna set it back down on the floor. You want to move slow and you want to keep the balance. Then you're gonna take your right leg, do the same thing. You're gonna bring it up to basically parallel to the floor. Okay, your knee's gonna be raised. You will move out your leg and then you'll bring it back in, tuck it in, and then take it to the floor. Do that about 10 to 20 times. Then from your left side that's holding the weight, put it in your right hand, let it come down to your side, and then extend your right arm or your left arm out with your fist clenched and repeat again. Now, if you're like, okay, I can do this. I've already done it. Guess what? I want you to really work on challenging yourself, and you can do that by placing the weight in a different area. So you can actually put it out in front of you and have more of a shoulder lift, okay? Or you can put it above your head and raise it up. That's gonna change everything. So switch it up. And it depends also on how you feel. There are gonna be days that it's like, oh my gosh, this is so easy. And there'll be other days that you're like, I need 20 cups of coffee because I can't balance on one foot. Seriously. But it's a good thing to pay attention to. And you'll also see how you get better over time. The slower, the better. This is how you offset your core to stabilize more. It's not about rushing through things. A lot of us try to just get it done. Let's take a step back for a moment. It's a brand new season. Autumn is here. The leaves are changing. Yes, pretty soon, some areas, well, if they haven't already, some areas actually have had snow. Okay, I'm not in for that yet, but if you have, enjoy the beauty of it because it is gorgeous. But as the seasons change, take your workout to the next level. Allow it to work for you, not against you, right? A workout should be for you. You shouldn't be like, oh my gosh, I'm just dredging this. This is gonna be horrible. Yeah, there are days that we wake up and we don't wanna work out. That comes to discipline. But this is about changing up your movement, your intentional movement, and really allowing yourself to do something for your core specifically. Now, you can do this with other things. You can do it with bicep curls. However you wanna do it, change it up and say, okay, what can I do here that I can do on one side versus the other side? And really stabilize it. You could be on your exercise ball and do the same thing and work things. Have the weight in one side versus the other side. Do a lift or a sit-up, whatever it is for you, a roll, and then do it on the other side, 10 to 20 reps, and then repeat. Now, You don't have to go heavy. Again, the idea is to be slow and methodical about this. Really allow yourself to think of it as flow, where there's no jerky motions, there's no momentum. It's just literally when you lift your knee up parallel to the ground, then your bottom half of your leg goes out, so you just extend it from the knee, then you bring it back down, and then you set it to the floor. It is so fluid that you don't even know that you're doing it. When you do that and you hold your core tight, I promise you, you're going to see results. So go out today, train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.